Everything is nominal. We can.
They may now be floating 400 kilometres above the Earth's surface. However, terrestrial conflict has accompanied the International Space Station's newest visitors.
First through the hatch is Denis Matveyev.
Hugs and smiles greeted Sergei Kosakov, Denis Matveyev, and Oleg Artemyev as they came through the hatch. But look at the colours on the Russian cosmonaut suits, yellow and blue, the same as the Ukrainian flag. It didn't take long for some back on Earth to conclude this was a coded message of condemnation for their country's invasion of Ukraine. Sometimes yellow is just yellow, scoffed Russia's space agency on Telegram. But Russian mission control got on comms just to make sure. That's them asking Oleg why the crew is wearing yellow suits while everyone else on the ISS wears grey. Here's Oleg's reply.
Each crew picks the suits, the overalls, out of their own choice, so that we don't all look the same. Now, it was our turn to pick the colour. The truth is, we'd accumulated a lot of yellow material, so we needed to use it up. That's why we had to wear yellow flight suits.
Perhaps, but Russian space and defence analyst Pavel Felgenhauer says if they were making a political comment, they'd need a cover story.
For a Russian cosmonaut to go against the grid is, he'll be just simply not sent to space again. And for them, that's a tragedy. And the Russian Cosmic Agency and Dmitry Rogozin have been absolutely supportive of the campaign in Ukraine. So even if they wanted to show some kind of resentment, they found a very good legal cover to say that this is just business as usual.
Either way, Russia's invasion of Ukraine is putting huge strain on space cooperation. US sanctions are targeting Russia's space program. The European Space Agency is pulling out of a Russian-European mission to Mars. Launches have been cancelled and contracts broken. Years of collaboration between Russia, the US and its Western allies are being pulled apart in weeks. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.